Hello, you're listening to English Waves, and we are back with another episode of Famous French. This time, we'll take a close look at a former teacher and banker who served as Charles de Gaulle's prime minister for 6 years before he was elected president of France. He's Georges Pompidou. He was born Georges Jean Raymond Pompidou in Montboudif, Cantal, on 5th July 1911. He decided to follow the same career path as his parents and become a teacher. However, Pompidou left teaching in 1939 when he was called to fight in World War II. Pompidou served with some distinction and his regiment later won the Croix de Guerre. Although he returned to teaching when France was liberated in 1944, Pompidou met General Charles de Gaulle and was selected to be his advisor on economics and education. After de Gaulle resigned as head of France's provisional government in 1946, Pompidou continued working with him in the shadow cabinet. He also took a post with the Commissioner for Tourism and then at the Conseil d'État. In 1955, Pompidou left public service to join the Rothschild Bank. However, when de Gaulle returned to power in 1958, Pompidou took a leave of absence from Rothschild to become his chief personal assistant. Pompidou also worked on the constitution for France's new Fifth Republic, before resuming his work at the Rothschild Bank. However, it wasn't long until he again stepped away from the bank to help negotiate an end to the Algerian War of Independence. In 1962, Pompidou became de Gaulle's prime minister. Despite the fact Pompidou wasn't used to being in the public eye, he was widely regarded as an excellent prime minister. He was instrumental in resolving the worker and student uprising that took place throughout France in May 1968, and he also oversaw negotiations between workers and employers, which led to the Grenelle Agreement that ended the strikes. Yet, despite his popularity, Pompidou was replaced as Prime Minister that July. Hurt by de Gaulle's decision to push him out, Pompidou only became more determined to succeed at high-level politics. When de Gaulle resigned from the presidency in 1969, Pompidou ran for office and secured victory with 58% of the vote in the second round. Pompidou stuck to the Gaullist principle of France maintaining its presence on the world stage and wanted to balance the growing influence of West Germany in Europe. He allowed Great Britain entry into the European Economic Community, a step de Gaulle had opposed. Pompidou also instituted reforms to modernize France's economy, and his presidency produced a period of strong economic growth for France. However, Pompidou's personal life took a sad turn. While in office, he found out that he was suffering from multiple myeloma. He didn't resign from the presidency, and the diagnosis was not made public. Instead, Pompidou's office and his doctors proffered excuses as to why he looked unwell. Given the secrecy, the death of the 62-year-old Pompidou on 2nd of April 1974 in Paris came as a surprise. Pompidou left behind a positive legacy of able governance and public service. Furthermore, his ability to step into the vacated presidency after de Gaulle was a positive step for France. It was proof that the Fifth Republic's strong presidential role could be filled by others. Stay tuned to English Waves for more famous French.